Hello, welcome to the Lean of Plants podcast. My name is Chelsea, and if you are struggling to lose weight on a plant-based diet, then this podcast is for you. While there are thousands of books, podcasts, and resources about the benefits of a plant-based diet, the reality is that being vegan does not guarantee losing weight. If you are feeling frustrated and confused about where to start, or you know exactly what you should be doing, but you just can't seem to rustle up enough willpower to do it, then keep listening. In this podcast, you'll learn the truth about plant-based weight loss, but just as importantly, how to use proven methods of behavioral change to turn what you know into lifelong habits that lead to getting and staying lean. Can't wait to get started. Let's do this. Hello and welcome to the Lean of Plants podcast. Can I just say thank you so much for coming on over. Thank you so much for clicking on this link and choosing to hang out together, to listen to the podcast and talk about some hard stuff, listen to some of my ramblings. I just want you to know that I so appreciate the fact that I'm in your ears right now, and that sounds so creepy and weird. But I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. We're going to talk today about something that's been on my mind a lot, and that is just struggling with not feeling good enough. All of those thoughts around imposter syndrome and comparison, and I know that I am not the only one that deals with these issues and these reoccurring just feelings of inadequacy, because I've talked to thousands of women now. Maybe that's an exaggeration. I probably do that a lot, to be honest. Hundreds of women who struggle with these same things. It's a really, really common issue. And I just want to forewarn you with this episode, I'm just really feeling in the mood to get personal and get deep with you. I did not write a hugely long outline for this. I normally write like pages and pages of outline. I've got a couple of notes here. So if you're really wanting a more science and habit-based podcast episode, then maybe skip this one. But if you're feeling like you really want to get some clarity about why you struggle with feeling not good enough, some ways to overcome that, and also just hopefully a helpful friend that cares about you, a virtual friend, which is me, that is just going to say, hey, you know what? It's okay to feel that way. Then please keep listening. The fact of the matter is that if you're listening to this podcast, then you're here because you either want to lose weight or you like hearing about habit change, or who knows, Maybe it's just my sexy New Zealand accent. Who can say? Most likely you're trying to lose weight. And in that kind of stage where you're not really where you want to be, you're actively trying to change your situation, you're trying to change your habits and your lifestyle to reflect a version of you that you are confident and happy about, there is a very difficult process of really feeling like you're not there yet and feeling like that constantly. Maybe you're looking at people online that have lost a lot of weight, or you're comparing yourself with friends that you know in real life and just feeling like you are comparing yourself with them, that you're looking at people and thinking, they're so much better than me with their habits, or they're so much better with me than me in how their body looks, or they've lost more weight than me, or they're achieving more than I have. And there's this kind of comparison that happens when you see someone achieving something that you wish you could, and maybe you're on the path to get there, but it's not going very quickly, or you've got a long way to go. And there's this feeling that wells up in us that it's like I'm not good enough, or I'm lacking in something because I haven't achieved that yet. Let's talk about this and let's really dive into this, because the first thing I want to say for you, my friend listening to this, is that feeling of comparison and not feeling good enough and just feeling like, ah, I suck as a person, that's normal. It's normal to have days like that. It is normal to have different things that trigger that kind of response in you. It's not a sign of anything deeper, or it doesn't have to be. It's not an indication that there's something drastically wrong with you. It's an indication that you're a normal human being. Comparison is a flippin' normal experience. Guys, when I was looking today at trying to film a YouTube video, I've talked about this a few times. I'm quite intimidated by YouTube, if I'm totally honest. I can actually feel a bit of a lump in my throat. Ah, fun times. But I look at YouTube and it feels like kind of putting yourself out on stage and dancing like a monkey and then hoping that people throw bananas at you rather than rotten tomatoes. And that hopefully you kind of like perform enough and you go, woo-hoo. And you do your little monkey performance and then everyone's like, yay, the monkey did well. And you don't go off stage just feeling like the worst monkey in the world. That's kind of how it feels for me to YouTube, for YouTube. And I think one of the reasons is that the metrics on YouTube are so incredibly visible. You can see so easily, comparatively, how well you're doing and how well every video performs. And YouTube has these, it has flippin' amazing metrics. But for me, what this kind of translates to is that I kind of judge all my videos based on my best performing ones. And I judge myself on YouTube by who I want to be like and the people that I see. And guys, you know, like, there are some great people on YouTube. There are some people with millions of subscribers who seem so creative. They have amazing editing. They seem really well put together all the time. They have great bodies. They just seem like they can, just everything seems really great. And most of the time I feel like I don't know what kind of ideas to put. So I feel uncreative in that area. I feel old and haggard and not very well put together on camera a lot of the time. And I feel stupid because I sit in front of the camera and I cannot tell you how many takes it takes for me to start and how many times I'm like, oh, beep, because I just mucked up. So I was thinking about YouTube today and I was just thinking about, like, man, like, who am I kidding? What am I trying to do? Like, I'm not good enough to do YouTube. I'm not good enough to do this. And I feel like I do the same kind of thing with my content. But I really do the same thing with my body as well, because there's so many people who are better than me. There's so many people who are always going to be better, more defined abs, better at exercise. I just handed in my resignation to go to the gym recently, and I'm choosing to run more, and I'm choosing to not make exercise as much of a priority. Like, I still want to maintain my fitness. There's a whole lot. I'm not going to go into all of the reasons behind that, but just kind of like thinking about the fact that, like, I'm not someone who goes and trains for hours in the gym. I don't do regular half marathons or ultra marathons. I don't do anything crazy and exceptional. And I've been reading this great book recently about, and I've talked about it a bit. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson. And I really rate this book. Fantastic read. Lots of things that have been paradigm shifts for me. But one of the things that he talks about, and it definitely relates to this feeling of comparison that is so common for us, is that we always have this idea that we need to be exceptional. Because the people that rise up above the ranks of normality, the people that we see on YouTube, on Instagram, who have the 100,000 subscribers or followers or whatever it is, the celebrities, the people in magazines, by definition, there's the motorbike. Here it is. Can you hear that? Holy moly. Fun times. All right. This is another way that I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck am I trying to do? Here I am sitting in my little office and I've got car chases going by. Anyway, so this kind of mentality that we have, that we have to be exceptional, he addressed that in this book, and it was kind of like a light bulb moment went off for me, because I realized that we've set the bar in terms of what seems normal and what seems like we should be obtaining that as exceptional. And that's a shift, guys. That's a real shift. The people that you compare yourself, I'm going to say this again for the people in the back. We are constantly trying to be exceptional when instead it is okay to accept that you are mediocre. It is okay to be run-of-the-mill normal. Everything that we see online is geared towards us being like queens and just like goddesses and divas and all of these things where it's like, you're amazing just because you exist. Yes, you are. I 100% believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are a credit to humanity, that you are amazing. I believe that 100%. You are unique. You are loved. All of these things. But in saying that, in terms of where we go with our accomplishments or how we kind of act in life, is that we constantly have this kind of metric that is just off. The metric of needing to be like the people that we see online is just not a good metric to have. So when you're thinking about this kind of idea of struggling with not feeling good enough, most of the time that is a comparison issue. Most of the time it's looking at someone who is way ahead of you and then feeling like, well, because they're so far ahead, the gap becomes too big and I don't feel good enough. That's a crappy metric to be defining your own worth by. And most of the time, it's also a crappy value. So if we look at what a metric and what a value is, like, these are really important, hard questions to ask about how you're viewing your own success, your own journey, the fact that you're comparing yourself with other people. And one of the stories that Mark Manson tells in his book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, is about a guy that got kicked out of Metallica. And I can't remember his name. I think it's Mustaine. Someone Mustaine. Dave Mustaine, I think it is. Mustaine. I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, so he was kicked out of Metallica. He went on to create the band, which is called Megadeth. I don't know anything about Megadeth, okay? Not my genre of music at all. But anyway, so he always kind of had this idea that because he'd been kicked out of Metallica, that success for him was to beat Metallica. And his band sold hundreds of thousands of copies of CDs. He sold out stadiums. But in a really intimate, tear-filled interview that he did later in life, he admitted that he always felt like a failure because he never, ever lived up to the success that Metallica had. Not only was his value system so whacked that it had to be beat Metallica, like one of the biggest metal bands in history. I'm not a Metallica fan either, to be honest, but I'm sure you've heard of them. They're huge. So his value system was that would be how he saw himself as having success. But then the metric of that, right, it might not be bad to have like some kind of accomplishment as your something that you see as valuable, right? I mean, ultimately, we shouldn't attach our value system to just the kind of material successes that we have anyway. But he had that as his value system. He was only going to be successful when he had actually beat Metallica. So the metric, he could never hit that metric. So if you're confused about the difference between values and metrics, the value is the idea that you hold that this would be something good. So when I get abs, that would be, I would be successful. And then the metric would be the abs. So I don't know if I explained that very well. So if you said, okay, I want to be a successful business person, and then the metric would be, I want to make $1 million in my business, or I want to make $10 million. So you have to have some kind of metric to actually tell you that you have reached that level of, or you've reached that value system. So to kind of round up this discussion that about how our comparison, and especially when we're comparing ourselves with, by definition, exceptional accomplishments and exceptional people, is that our value is that we want to be successful. I don't think that's a wrong thing. I don't think that it is negative to want to lose weight. I think that it is a healthy thing for a lot of people. It's very common to be overweight in our society today. It was something I struggled with for a very long time. You guys know the story with that. And if you don't, then you can find it in some other episodes of this podcast. I go really in depth into my story of losing 40 pounds. But that metric somehow starts to become looking like her, looking like this person that I saw online, or looking like this celebrity. So if you find yourself doing this, and I notice this very, very clearly when I'm having a day where I don't feel good enough, and a day where I am thinking, you know what, I suck at this. My body looks bad, like I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm gross, man, all the things. I'm just not good at YouTube, I'm not creative, I'm not putting out enough content, I'm lazy, all of these thoughts, all these things that I tell myself at times, or that I feel. I wouldn't say that I tell myself them, but something that I've noticed with that is that most of the time that is because I've started to look too much at people who are further ahead or exceptional in some way, they're further ahead than I am. So that those feelings are not an echo chamber feeling. They're not something that I generally just wake up and feel. They are generally something that I'm seeing when I'm looking at people who are better. So what happens in that situation is that while it might be a great value to lose weight and get healthier, or it might be a great value to build a business or build a YouTube channel so that you can help people and that you can work from home and look after your husband who has MS and spend more time with your kids and, you know, teach other people all the things that you've learned that have helped you along the way. And while they may be great values, when the metric becomes crappy and the metric is of that video only got 10,000 views, or that post only got 10 comments, or look at that girl, she's got 2 million subscribers and she's prettier than me. When the metric that determines your success starts to change, that is when you need to ask yourself some hard questions. And that's the point where I was at today. And it's that reminder to go back and ask yourself, why? Why is that hardest question? Because this is really the question where you start to define, well, if those are the metrics I'm using to define success, what even do I want? What is my values? And are they good metrics to actually define my values? So when I start to compare myself, I think I've really got to take a step back and think, hang on a minute, what is my value? All right, my value is to be healthy. My value system is to love my diet and have freedom in my diet. My value is to be strong enough to do a pull-up or do a couple of pull-ups, but not to have, you know, be obsessed with exercise. My value is to be able to spend more time with my kids and my husband. My value is to be able to help people online through my business and to do something that I love. Those are my values. Do I need to create the most out of the water, or out of the box, out of the water? It's like a dolphin jumping out. I'm just thinking about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and all those dolphins just fly up at the start of the movie. I was showing this to my kids the other day and they were throffing over it. They thought it was so, so funny. If you've never seen that, go and search Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy opening scenes. It is so funny. I don't know why I went into that, just jumping out of the water. What I was trying to say is if my metrics for success become so arbitrary that it's like I got to hit that 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and get the silver plaque before I feel like I'm successful, then that's a crappy metric. That does, like, because in reality, I've actually hit a lot of the other metrics that would define success for me. And I'm getting better in them. I'm improving. I'm actually living in a way where I can maintain my weight loss and really enjoy the food that I'm eating. I'm doing that. Do I need to have rock hard abs and a 15% body fat? I'd like it. My voice went so high right then because I was so excited about the idea. I would freaking love it. But is that a good metric based on my values? And are the things that you're comparing yourself with based on good values? And are the metrics actually good metrics? You've got to ask yourself these hard questions. And one of the things that kind of comes out of this is that when you start to actually get clear about what your values are, what matters to you, and then ask, well, what are the metrics? And then really get rid of some of these ones, or at least start to analyze some of these ones that become arbitrary just because we're comparing ourselves with other people, then it also kind of frees you to be a bit more mediocre. And this is like one of the things that I would really hope that you'd take away from this podcast, and it's been incredibly freeing for me, is just this idea is like, get off your ass, Charles, and be mediocre. Because so much of what cripples us and so much of what stops us achieving more, ironically, is the fact that we're not okay with being mediocre, that we compare ourselves with exceptional people. And we want to be that way. So ironically, we can't bridge that gap. The more that I accept my mediocrity of where I am, or kind of my run-of-the-millness where I am right now, the more I'm okay with putting out crappy, what I consider crappy content. The more I'm okay with having a normal body and not a 12% body fat works out at the gym for 10 hours a day body. The more that I'm okay with being mediocre, like I really think that this should be a motto for us in modern society, is no, don't be the queen, don't be the diva, don't be the 1%, don't be the, you know, have your victim hierarchy and all of these other things. Be okay with being normal. Be okay with people not really thinking that you're exceptional and not really thinking that yourself is exceptional. Accept a part of your mediocrity, which doesn't change your value at all. It allows you to appreciate people who are further ahead than you, appreciate them for that, and realize that it doesn't take anything away from you. I was having this conversation the other day with a really good friend of mine, and we're talking about just how it's really easy to look at beautiful people and kind of want to tear them down a little bit. And I've seen this on social media a lot, where there's this kind of emphasis on showing the imperfections of celebrities, showing the behind the scenes of influencers and all these kind of things. And on one level, I do think that it's good that we take a kind of behind the scenes look and realize most people have cellulite, most people have loose skin, most people are, you know, they have blemishes and they have pimples and all this stuff. But on another level, I kind of feel like the message is blurred, and you can take this or leave it, you can totally disagree with me, that's okay, we're all entitled to do that. But from my perspective, I feel like it constantly sends the message that you're kind of only okay when someone else is being brought down, and that it's still, the metric is still, well, that person is not as good as they seem, therefore I'm better. Does that make sense to you? Because the thing is, I know genuinely beautiful, beautiful people. And, oh, another motorbike. And this friend and I that were talking, like, I've been friends with her since early teens, and we had a friend as teenagers who was and still is drop-dead gorgeous, always lean, always tanned, beautiful green eyes, just like the person that you would want to be with, be around, be associated with, and all the boys loved her, all this stuff. And like, I knew her in real life. I knew her from every different angle, and I knew that she was like pretty much a perfect specimen of a human. And the thing is, should I really be wanting her to be worse to make myself feel better? Is it really all that helpful for my paradigms and how I view the world if the only way I can feel better about myself is if I find out some flaw about her? Wouldn't it be far more healthy if I could see and appreciate the fact that she's exceptional in that area and she's not going to be forever, right? It's beauty fades. Charm is deceitful, all of that stuff. I'm quoting the Bible now. There's something about beauty fades and charm is deceitful, blah, blah, blah. It's this kind of idea that, yeah, beauty is going to fade. Like, we're all going to get older. So wouldn't it be better if I was okay with the fact that she is beautiful, but that doesn't make me worse? What if instead I could be like, you know what? I'm okay that I'm not a model. I'm okay that I'm not 23 anymore. I'm okay that my skin gets burnt really easily, that I've got a whole lot of more gray hairs than I ever hoped to have, and I'm going to get more. I've got more wrinkles than I would have liked to have by 30, and my posture is pretty bad. And I'm not an exceptional runner. And I don't have a $20 million business. And my husband has MS. And my kids don't wear white linen. And all their clothes get stained within 5 days of me buying them. What if I could look at my own life, look at where I was at, and think that even if someone does genuinely have it better than me, more beautiful, more talented, more creative, better at YouTube, all of these things, better at weight loss, better at their diet, better at their habits. What if that didn't actually detract from who I was and I was okay with that? Wouldn't that be a cool place to be? And I think that's something that we should really get to. It's something that I want to get to. And I think there's seriously this irony. I've written in my notes because I think this is an inspired phrase and you can take it and use it if you want. But getting off your ass to be mediocre. Get off your ass to be mediocre. I love that idea. I love that idea of being okay with being normal, with having normal values, with having normal kind of metrics. And then when you're on a weight loss journey as well, the crazy thing is that one of the things we struggle with most, and if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that really losing weight is a product of your day-to-day habits, and that when you're trying to lose weight and do that for the long term, your day-to-day habits are the things that you need to focus on. Weight loss is just an outcome of that. It is just a latent measure of what you do on a daily basis. But as we're trying to change, we get caught in this kind of zone where we feel like we're not seeing progress quick enough, that we are comparing ourselves with others. Ultimately, any kind of disappointment that you have in where you are right now compared to where you want to be is because you don't think that you're where you should be. But right now, it is some kind of comparison problem, whether that is you're comparing yourself with some kind of ideal version of where you should be, right? Some kind of mythical version of how perfect Karen would act. Or you're comparing yourself with your neighbor or your sister or me or someone online. Or you're comparing yourself with the past and thinking, well, you know, when I was back in this situation, I did this, and why can't I do that now? Any kind of discomfort or any kind of discontentment with our current state is because of comparison. Either comparison with who we were, someone else, or who we think we should be. But what often happens with that is because we feel like disappointed in ourselves because we haven't bridged that gap between who we think we should be and who we are right now, it's really easy to throw in the towel and start this all-in or all-out thinking that leads to binging, and it leads to starting the diet on Monday because you're giving up. It leads to emotional eating. Like, dude, I just want to go and eat a cookie right now because I don't feel that great about myself. But I do think that feeling like it's okay to be a bit more mediocre is somewhat of a band-aid, or at least a healing balm to this kind of all-in or all-out mindset that we develop through discontentment and through not feeling like we've made enough progress, because we go, okay, you know what? It's all right that I am where I am. It's okay that I am at this exact point. It's okay that I haven't made perfect progress with my habits yet, that I haven't been the most effective YouTuber, podcaster, that I've stuttered and I've failed and I've sworn and I've cried and I've said that I wouldn't eat the cookie and then I did. And that's okay. I'm going to meet myself where I'm at. I'm going to be okay with being mediocre. And then you go, I don't need to make drastic changes, or I don't need to kind of fix myself, because it's okay where I am, but I'm going to do something a little bit better. I'm gonna see progress as the definition of success. And when you think about this kind of concept that we've talked about, what are my values to define what success looks like? And having good values based on what matters to you. What are the metrics? One of the metrics that I would encourage you to adopt is to see progress as success. Because when you see progress as success and you use that as one of the best metrics and the best determiners for where you actually are in your journey, rather than where someone else is and rather than where you think you should be, which is pure fantasy. I'm going to tell you that today. I can tell you that for free. It is pure fantasy to look at some mythical future unicorn version of yourself that does not exist, never has existed, is only made up in your mind, and think that you should be that person, all right? That is a crappy metric. But when you start to say, okay, improvement for me is a fabulous, accurate metric, then you're okay with small, seemingly insignificant, seemingly normal, mediocre actions that help you improve from where you are today. What that allows you to do is it allows you to go, hang on a minute, it's all right that I ate that cookie this morning, but I'm going to eat a head of broccoli with my non-perfect dinner. And if you want to hear more about imperfect actions leading to fantastic results, check out the podcast episode that I did with Natalie. She lost 50 pounds and she started by eating broccoli with her pizza. That was her improved action. It truly does change the way you see yourself and the way that you make progress. And that's what this is all about. This is all a mental game, guys. It's a mental game that then hopefully leads to action. So see improvement as a win. And I'm going to just want to tell you, I'm so passionate about this idea, and just thinking about how it relates to my own journey and just putting out content and making this business and creating this podcast, even like the fact that you're even here listening has been so fraught with just trying to overcome perfectionism and imposter syndrome and just not feeling good enough, and really just being okay with being a bit mediocre about it has been one of the key things that has helped me to actually put content out, because it's given me the freedom to put it out anyway and learn through doing. And especially with this podcast, I remember the first episode, I was bawling my eyes out after that episode because it was crap. It wasn't great, but I heard this great advice early on and I'm so grateful. And it was, it's okay to have the first 50 episodes be crap. Just get 50 episodes under your belt and then start to worry about quality. And the thing is once you put out 50 episodes of anything, you're gonna have to improve. I went back and listened to the first few episodes, and I was so shocked how many ums and ahs there were, and likes. So many likes. Like this, and then I said like that, and then it was like that and this. And now I don't really say and like very often. I've slowly being able to improve by putting out content and being okay, not really being okay, but pretending that I'm okay with being mediocre. So this takes me to something else that I think can be super helpful in those moments of struggling with not feeling good enough and just feeling like that gap between who you want to be and who you wish you were or who they are and where you are now. And that is to go and do flipping anything, because action breeds clarity. The whole entire reason that I am recording this podcast episode right now is because I am procrastinating doing a YouTube video. And I just knew that I felt like I didn't have the mental energy. I felt like I just couldn't face it. So rather than go and drown my sorrows in an iced coffee and a cookie, and guys, there are cookies in my fridge, and they are calling my name. I can hear them. I don't know if you guys can hear them. I can hear them in the background. They're like, Chelsea, eat me. Eat me. I'm a cookie and that tastes good. Eat me. I can hear them literally calling at me, calling to me from the fridge. And I'm here doing this podcast because I know the power of action breeding clarity and breeding momentum. So you cannot go and do the thing that you want to do, the thing that you know is going to get you out of the funk of feeling like that and is going to get you moving forward again. Just go and do anything. If you have procrastinated exercising for the past 6 weeks and now you've gained 20 pounds and you can't face a broccoli and you don't want to go to the gym ever again, go for a 5-minute walk. Eat one Brussels sprout or one pea. Literally go to the freezer, serve yourself a pea, put it on your plate next to your chips or your cookies, and send a picture and tag me. Okay? Mama Chow said go and eat your peas. I'm not kidding, guys. There is so much in just moving forward and just taking a step forward, even if it's not the perfect step, even if it's not the right step. It's just about getting that ball rolling again. And I think it's so important in these moments that you struggle with not feeling good enough and you have imposter syndrome and you feel like you're comparing yourself with someone else. Those are the moments that you've really got to fight the urge to regress in your habits and your actions or not do anything at all. These are the moments where you want to take the bull by the horns, be really proactive in getting momentum going again. And I want to release you from the pressure of getting that right. Just get it going. Just move forward. Action is what gets you results. It doesn't have to be big action. It doesn't have to be fully perfect. It can be messy. It can be small. It just needs to get you rolling again. I kind of think of this like this boulder that is teeter-tottering along kind of like a cliff. Not like a cliff face, but almost like there's a mound there. And you've got this boulder, and sometimes it's kind of on top of the hill or on top of the boulder, and a little push is going to start building momentum going back down the hill. And then another push is going to build momentum going the other way, right? So at any one moment, it's kind of like you've got the ability to start pushing the boulder back up the hill, which is going to, when it reaches the top, start building more momentum to build you closer or get you closer to your goals, or you've got that momentum that is going to push you further away from your goals. And this is not a super accurate or very scientific analogy, but there is something to really be said about how good actions breed more good actions and bad actions or negative actions breed more and more negative actions. And our ability to make increasingly good decisions is determined by the good decisions that we've made previously. So this is where I think even if it's not the perfect one or the right one. Get it going. Go and do it anyway. Make it small. Make it actionable. Just go and do something. And lastly, looking at this in terms of comparison and struggling with not feeling good enough, this is a super practical one, and that's to change your input to output ratio. Your input is the amount of information coming in, and then your output would be your actions. So if you are struggling with comparison and you feel like you're just demoralized because of where you should be, change that input. Cut it off. Stop scrolling social media. Unfollow those accounts. Put a blocker on YouTube. Get off of those places where you are feeling mediocre or not good enough. Maybe that is looking at old pictures of yourself. I don't know what that is for you personally, but that's your input. Change your output. Your output is things like going and eating a potato, prepping a meal, eating some vegetables. And there's this almost like a rule in business or content creation specifically, and that is to be producing more than you consume. And I do think that is a kind of a good rule to have, because the more that we consume in terms of what comes in, the more overwhelm you tend to have, the more comparison, and the less action, because you're obsessed with getting the right kind of action, or you feel demotivated because you haven't done it. And most of the people that are having major success are putting out more than what they have coming in. And I would say something like output. I mean, technically reading a book would be input, but I think that reading a book is almost always good input. I think that reading is one of the most leveraged activities that you can have. So maybe not apply that to that situation, but definitely things like social media. So if you think about what we've talked about today, a recap of that to at the most mindset level, at the kind of the biggest broad conceptual level, actually be okay with not feeling good enough. Well, understand that everyone does. I certainly do. It is normal. It does not make you a bad person. It does not make you broken. We all feel like that at times. And then really look at reassessing what are the values as to why I feel this way, and then what are the metrics telling me that I'm not living up to that. Change your metrics to look at improvement, but then be okay with being mediocre as well. Realize and recognize that the people that you compare yourself with are exceptional, and the future, untrue, unicorn, mythical version that you have of yourself is also exceptional, but also very, very just a fantasy. So it's okay to be a bit mediocre. And ironically, that is going to help you to take mediocre action, which is better than no action at all. And action breeds clarity. And if you're really feeling like you're in this state where you're comparing and you're not good enough, change your input and output ratio. Have more output, have more action to input coming in, because that's going to make you feel like you're actually doing the things that are going to get you moving forward. It's going to breed clarity, and you're actually going to feel like you're walking towards your destination rather than just kind of being reminded of how far you are away. Mouth is getting very dry, guys. Alright, that's it from me today. It's ended up being a super long episode, as they just seem to be getting recently. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you found it helpful and encouraging. And remember that you are valuable. You are great. You might not be the most exceptional human in the world, but that is also okay. Welcome to the club. High five, sister! I also wanted to remind you that if you are struggling to lose weight and you're struggling with getting your habits to the point where they're leading to results, you are self-sabotaging, or you're getting stuck in that perfectionist mindset, which stops you taking consistent action, then come and join Lean with Plants. Join a group of normal, mediocre, but exceptional people who are working towards changing their habits in a sustainable and scientifically proven way based on how we actually change our habits. Lean on Plants will be open again on the 27th of January. We open only 4 times a year, so I'd love to have you in there. And if you want to get on the waitlist for that, then follow the link in the description so that you can get reminded about when that opens up. And put that date on your calendar, 27th of January, 2022. All right, that really is it for me. I will talk to you soon, and please feel free to send me a DM or an email or a message in a bottle. I would personally love that method best. Or even just a writing in the sky. I mean, I'd be fine with that as well. Literally any form of communication, except please don't send me nudes. I will welcome from you, my friend. All right. That's the end. Bye.